Moncrief on News Talk.
The new thing is the let them theory. Somebody skips the queue in the supermarket, let them. Friends excluding you, let them. It all comes from a book slash podcast that Oprah has championed. The Irish Independent columnist Kirsty Blake Knox has been giving it a go. Afternoon, Kirsty.
Hi, how's it going?
So who dreamed this thing up?
Yeah, it's a kind of motivational influencer called Mel Robbins, and she came up with this let them theory, and it kind of came to her. One of her children was going to their prom, and he, at the last minute, him and his friends decided to go to a taco place before, and she had this impulse to kind of step in and micromanage and point out that there wouldn't be enough seats when her daughter kind of turned around and said, you know, mom, just let them. And she had a eureka moment. She kind of thought, I'm going to apply this across the board into all different situations and just kind of let go of control is the kind of idea behind it. So I was trying it out over the weekend to kind of see how effective it is.
Is it every single situation you just let them? You just roll over and become a compliant lump?
No, it's like there's some kind of caveats that she's got. Like, for example, you know, if someone is doing something that could be harmful, obviously you don't let them. It's kind of, so she's got some kind of safeguards in there. And obviously, you know, you couldn't just let your kids kind of not go into school and things like that.
Yes.
It's more for kind of like kind of smaller kind of things that like, you know, or just kind of like that. Stop trying to control other people around you and you'll get a sense of control of yourself. That's the logic behind it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's grand and that makes perfect sense. It doesn't sound that new though, really.
It doesn't sound that new, like, but it's been hugely popular. Like, her book on it has sold 100,000 copies in the first week. She's, as you said, she's been on Oprah's podcast. She has like millions of followers, 22 million followers across her social media. And she has all these people who have tried it and have kind of said, oh my God, this was a turning point in my life. It's like changed my perspective, and they're almost kind of evangelical in how they talk about the impact it's made. But like you said, it does sound quite familiar, like, or it seems very obvious, but maybe the simplicity of it is part of the appeal.
It always amazes me that something that is basic common sense, people have this kind of, oh my God, I've been living my life as an idiot for the last 40 years. And now suddenly I've had this realization. So what kind of things, Kirsty, did you try to let other people do?
Well, it was kind of stuff like when you're sitting in your car in the traffic and someone tries to cut in front of you, you know, just let them instead of getting irate and shouting curse words in the car and envisioning yourself having a fight with that person. Kind of, it's just those sorts of things that you're just kind of meant to let go. Or like you said, someone skipping you in the queue at a supermarket, you let them. But she also has this thing where it's like you have to follow it with a let me. So it's an empowering thing. So, you know, let them cut in front of me, but let me not lose my mind and hit them over the head with the baguette type of thing. So that's the kind of thing. So for some minor things, I thought it was good. And she has other tips, like she says, you know, to kind of motivate yourself in some small ways, like, you know, making your bed every day, which again seems obvious, but people really seem to buy what she's selling. And that is true. I do think that kind of helped on a day to day kind of lifting. So the downside of it, I found, is that I told my kids I was doing it and I told my dad, and then it was really flipped around and used against me if ever people wanted to do something I didn't want to do. So if my dad was annoying me, he was like, I thought you were just meant to be letting me be myself.
why is making your bed important? Why is that part of this?
She kind of says it sets you up for the day, and it kind of means that you're starting out with an intention that kind of things are going to go right. And if you leave your bed a mess, it's kind of it's all downhill from there. And I kind of get it, because there is nothing more depressing than coming home in the evening and if the bed isn't made, kind of thinking, oh, I've got to get into that. Like,
I can understand that. But I would have thought making the bed was kind of an expression, though, of I want to control things. And then you make your bed, you control that. And then you go out into the world and there's so many things you can't control.
Yeah, like there was massive limitation. Like, I found there was limitations in it, because, like, you know, if someone like this, that example she gave, if your friends don't invite you for dinner, just let them. Like, I don't think it's unreasonable to kind of say, why were you all being so horrible?
Yeah.
Dinner without me. And there's stuff like you should, like if someone doesn't get around in, you could just let them, or you could kind of say, I noticed you haven't gotten around in, are you going to do something about that? So I kind of think it can kind of, there's limitations to it, and it could kind of, I don't think for big ticket stuff, it would be great or long term. I think it's a very, there's short term kind of solutions to stressful situations.
Yeah, because it strikes me as one of those things, certain personality types who will naturally be more kind of laid back will, yes, find it easier to do this. But they, yeah, but other people will, you know, will be kind of shaking trying to go, I won't be back at that car. And, you know, no, I'm just going to let them. But actually the psychic energy you'll build up inside will explode someplace else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I think part of the appeal is that, like, I think that kind of these get well quick solutions are really appealing to people at the moment, the way that like get rich quick schemes used to be a big thing. People want to improve their mental well-being, but in a very, very convenient and simple and quick way. And I think that these are kind of good mechanisms maybe to kind of stop you freaking out at someone, but they're not actually long-term solutions. Like if your impulse is to scream at someone every time they kind of do something that mildly irritates you, you might want to dig a bit deeper.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on, you know, what kind of, who hurt you, what's happening in your life that it's kind of provoking that impact. You shouldn't just kind of, these are kind of, I think, band-aid solutions to kind of maybe bigger problems.
Yeah. Also, there's kind of, it seems to kind of repeat a narrative of, well, you're completely and entirely responsible for your own health. And if there's something wrong with you, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
Because you haven't bought one of, you know, Megan things, candles.
I think you're exactly right. I think that with a lot of in this wellness space, there's a real kind of a kind of feeling that you are personally responsible for your own well-being, and that can deflect attention away from demanding things like better healthcare systems or societal support structures. So there's a book I actually read by a journalist called Rena Raphael, and she says in it, it's called The Gospel of Wellness, that, like, you know, the root cause of stress isn't that someone isn't just practicing the let them theory enough, or that they're not doing enough Ashtanga yoga or something. There's bigger reasons, and we can kind of lose sight of demanding and looking for solutions in that regard when we kind of focus on these quick kind of soundbitey short-term kind of things like that people are selling on social media.
One of our listeners actually has texted in to say it's actually the poet Cassie Phillips who started Let Them, and Mel is taking the credit.
Yeah, there's been, I mean, it's kind of one of these things. I saw that some people are saying that's the person who came up with the soundbite, and she's hijacked it. I mean, I think that, as we've said, it's hard to kind of stake a claim on any idea, I think, in kind of well-being and motivational influencer world. I think once you've got a hook, and if you manage to get people to run with it, she's kind of that, she might not have originated, but she's really taken ownership of it, which isn't entirely fair, but you know, maybe she let go of caring about that other person.
It's also self-insulating, because now Mel can say, well, you know, my whole philosophy, you have to let me do this, because that's what it's all about. Kirsty, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Kirsty Blake Knox there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.